Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. As grown-ups, we want to hold on to that faith that we had when we were kids, when we believed that all things are possible if we just believed in them with all our heart. We hope that there exists some kind of cosmic force that can create alchemy to magically transform our heart's desire into reality. The law of attraction is perhaps the closest thing that we have to that magical transformative energy. You may have heard of the law of attraction after its mass popularization made by the worldwide bestseller, The Secret, where the featured experts in the book touted the law of attraction as a simple metaphysical principle that works by simply imagining and focusing on a certain outcome. Eventually, the universe will deliver it to your doorstep. But is it really that simple? If it were, then all of us would be prosperous and happy beyond our wildest dreams. So, before getting deluded by these enticing claims, we need to take a closer look at the law of attraction to appreciate its complexity. This week, I dissect the law of attraction principle so that we can develop a more balanced outlook on its potential effects and develop a more realistic expectation on how we can apply it in our life and use it to manifest our dreams. The right way to use the law of attraction to create a life you love. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Napoleon Hill. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. From the Disney classic Pinocchio. When you wish upon a star was the anthem of my childhood. Like so many other kids, I believed with all my heart and soul that magical things could happen if I just had faith. As kids, we became believers when we saw Peter Pan and his friends fly off to Neverland with just a little pixie dust and a happy thought. We became believers when Cinderella's fairy godmother transformed her with a touch of her magical wand. We became believers when Hercules became a god because he was willing to sacrifice his life to save another. That inner kid is still very much alive in each and every one of us. Even as grown-ups, we still want to believe that all things are possible. We have faith that there is some kind of cosmic force that can create alchemy to magically transform our heart's desires into reality. The law of attraction is perhaps the closest thing that we can get to pixie dust or fairy godmothers in our adult life. You may have heard of the law of attraction after its mass popularization after the release of the worldwide bestseller, The Secret. The featured experts in the book touted the law of attraction as a simple metaphysical principle of which everyone on the planet can take advantage. They claim that by simply imagining and focusing on a certain outcome, the universe will eventually deliver. But is it really that simple? If it were, then all of us would be prosperous and happy beyond our wildest dreams. Before getting deluded by these enticing claims, we need to get a firm grip on the definition and mechanism of the law of attraction to appreciate its complexity. The law of attraction simply states that like attracts like. According to the law of vibration, the universe vibrates at a certain frequency. This includes everything from stars and planets all the way to the tiniest atom. The brain picks up on these vibrations and interprets them as colors, sounds, and even the words people say to you. Your perceptual world is constructed based on which part of your surroundings you choose to focus. Depending on the quality of your dominant thoughts, you will draw in the things, events, and people who vibrate at a similar frequency to you. For example, two droplets of water will fuse together, whereas a droplet of water and oil won't. The former has a more similar vibration than the latter. Based on this principle, the law of attraction states that if you want to manifest something in your life, no matter what or who it is, you must begin vibrating at a frequency that matches your desired reality by using the power of your thoughts. Now, here's where things get a bit tricky. According to psychological studies, the average person has between 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. As many as 98% of them are the same thoughts that we had the day before, and 80% of those thoughts tend to be negative. Now, it's important to note that the law of attraction cannot distinguish between positive and negative thoughts, and will only magnify the dominant thoughts and beliefs. If we want to make the law of attraction work for us, the first step is to rewire our brain and undo both the conscious and unconscious negative thinking patterns. We have to make a concerted effort to build a positive outlook and clear up the filters through which we perceive the world. This includes the layers of stories, fears, limiting beliefs, and internal blocks that have taken root in our inner landscape. Through a rigorous process of self-reflection and inner healing, we can replace these dysfunctions with healthier ways of being. Another caveat of the law of attraction is that it could potentially make people lazy, causing them to rest on their laurels. They see their law of attraction practice as a chance to make petitions and send their wish list to the heavens, expecting that it will be delivered to their doorstep. But it definitely doesn't work like that. This law cannot be treated like a genie from a lamp that grants us wishes. The law of attraction only works for those who are willing to balance their visions and dreams with practical realism, and who are willing to do their part in making things happen. It's because of these false notions that many people have discounted the law of attraction and reduced it to a fad. They didn't see the desired outcomes that they wanted in their expected time frame, and therefore concluded that it doesn't work. However, the law of attraction is very similar to the law of gravity. Just because you can't see it and you aren't consciously aware of it, doesn't mean that it isn't working. All you need to do is cultivate the right attitude and adjust your expectations. As someone who has law of attraction techniques in my manifestation toolbox, I can vouch for its efficacy. I've seen it work multiple times in my life when I stayed true to my personal rituals, like creating vision boards, writing, and meditating on my intentions. Holding my vision in my mind and focusing on it puts me in the right mindset when I'm taking steps to bring them to fruition. When the magical elements kicked in, it came in the form of the right opportunities, people, and intuitive guidance. But it only came after I proved myself and showed how serious I was about my goals. Even universally, there are no free lunches. You still need to work for it. Here are four important things to keep in mind when applying the principles of the law of attraction. Number one, get clear on your intention. When using something as powerful as the law of attraction, it's essential to get clear on the exact intention behind your desires. As the saying goes, be careful of what you wish for, because you just might get it. Ask yourself why you want to manifest your desire and how it's going to contribute to your long-term goals and the vision that you have for your life. Is it in alignment with your personal principles? Is it ethical? Will it benefit other people in the process? A moral backbone and benevolent attitude will ensure that your motives are pure and fair, because just like many other powerful tools, the law of attraction can be misused. We need to hold ourselves accountable. Number two, balance it with a healthy dose of realism. We know that the law of attraction can work like magic if done properly and with a clear conscience. As much as I would like to believe that all our dreams can come true by simply believing in them, I think that injecting those dreams with a healthy dose of realism can boost the possibility of it becoming a reality. When we envision an outcome that's grounded and practical, the law of attraction is even more potent. For example, if you have dreams of becoming the next NBA superstar, but you're 5 feet tall, over 30 years of age, and you barely played any basketball while growing up, chances are pretty slim that you'll be in the big league. But if your aim is to get into the basketball team in your local area, and you're committed to improving your game, then you're golden. Cultivating healthy expectations is not only magnetic, but it's emotionally healthy. Number three, use it as an add-on to taking real action. You cannot substitute hard work with a rigorous law of attraction visualization practice, no matter how hard you tried. I like to use law of attraction tools to complement the efforts that I'm putting in towards my goals. No matter what kind of endeavor you're invested in, whether that's losing weight, finding the love of your life, starting your own business, or raising responsible kids, it's going to take time, dedication, focus, and discipline to see it come to life. Number four, let it fuel your passion and faith. Writer Paulo Coelho once said that an enthusiastic heart finds opportunities everywhere. When you're charged up and excited about your dreams, you'll make every effort to do what's needed to make it happen, and you'll constantly be on the lookout for the right opportunities. Passion, along with faith, forms the foundation for all action that you take towards your vision. Without a strong sense of faith, you'll feel that every step that you take is pointless. Law of attraction practices such as visualization, vision board creation, noting down your goals, meditation, keeping a gratitude journal, and behaving and feeling like you already have what you want can be instrumental in maintaining passion and faith in your dreams. There's a famous African saying, "When you pray, move your feet." I love this because it emphasizes the importance of two truths: having an active practice of faith and the significance of taking action. The combination of these forces perfectly summarizes the art of making the law of attraction work for us in creating our dream lives. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.